I feel like it's weird to talk about AI in movies and not try to ask AI themselves and see what is. Even then, me talking with ChatGPT, they meant like ChatGPT mentioned that they have no sense of identity. So it's weird talking about them as themselves, but that's what I've got. So I'm going to read my list of questions and the answers that ChatGPT gave. Hello, it is March 21st, 2024. My name is Daniel Berrios, and I'd like to welcome you once again to another episode of The Movies. This is going to be a weird little mini-sode because it's about a topic that I really can't just get out of my own head about, and it's the role of AI in movies. Today on Twitter, there was a firestorm regarding the new film Late Night with the Devil, in where the directors, in a couple of images, still images, used to kind of cut or transition between scenes, they, you know, came out and said, after some suspicion, that yes, they used AI to help create those images. Let me see if I can find the actual quote, because originally people thought that they had done, that they had just taken AI art and tossed it in the movie. And then earlier today, this morning actually, the directors Cameron and Colin Cairns, who are the writers and directors of the movie, they released a statement to Variety. And they said, quote, "In conjunction with our amazing graphics and production design team, all of whom worked tirelessly to give this film the 70s aesthetic we had always imagined, we experimented with AI for three still images, which we edited further and ultimately appear as very brief interstitials in the film. We feel incredibly fortunate to have had such a talented and passionate cast, crew, and producing team go above and beyond to help bring this film to life. We can't wait for everyone to see it for themselves this weekend." I think there are Letterboxd users that originally saw these pictures. It's, I think, a logo for a TV show. The movie is about a late night TV show host played by David Destmalchian. He's a talk show host who, in order to try and get the biggest ratings possible back in the 70s, he basically lets a satanic incident go down, like someone who ends up actually dealing with the devil. And it's sort of this idea of like what would happen if you had sort of like a demonic possession happen on late night TV, IRL, like live, that type of shit. And when one of the logos is this sort of like spooky skeleton in, or surrounded by other skeletons. It's very Halloween-esque imagery. And people were wondering like, wow, this looks like it was made by AI. And of course now the directors have come out and admitted it. And there's been a firestorm about this use of this technology throughout the last year, year and a half. A lot of fear around it. Around the way that AI will, as part of its sort of machine learning, use copyrighted imagery in order to create its own images. And there are artists who have come out and said that AI has used their work without crediting them. It creates fear in the sense of if an AI can spit out an image that a brand would consider aesthetically pleasing in 0.25 seconds, what will that do to the artists who are hired to create those images? They just become obsolete. You know, what is the role of AI? Like if ChatGPT can spit out a script in 5 seconds, you know, what will that do for screenwriters? What will that do for editors? You know, a lot of fear around these roles and these jobs and the future. So, today, being someone who absolutely doesn't know jack fucking shit about this, I figured I would throw out some questions in kind of what I hope to be an open, fruitful, kind discussion about this. And, well, I figured I'd throw these questions to y'all and see what we come up with, either in the comments on Twitter, which I know is asking a lot, or I'm going to leave these questions in the description. And maybe, I think Spotify gives you the option to ask questions too. So if I can put all of these on there and y'all want to reply, we can reply on Spotify as well. I don't know. So I'm going to start with, like, number one, how has AI already been used in movies? And I think I'm analyzing my own question as I do this. How has AI already been used? Because it's a thing that's not brand new to Late Night with the Devil. We've had stories of AI being used to create the first opening sequence in that show Marvel did, Secret Invasion. And I think people wanted to use that because the idea of these beings, the Skrulls, that can impersonate other beings, and the notion of them living among us, and like the sort of further fear-mongering, or not fear-mongering, the fear of imitators among us. It harkens back to the earliest ideas of science fiction. I mean, shit, we've gotten how many Invasion of the Body Snatchers remakes or reboots or reimaginings, so to speak. I keep bringing up Invasion of the Body Snatchers on this fucking show. And yeah, if you haven't seen the Philip Kaufman one, you got to do that. Get on that shit. I talked about it, I think, in the February watch list or the January watch list, one of those episodes. But a really, really good movie. And how has AI already been used? You know, is it used in the more technical things? I mean, I know even for recording a movie podcast, and I record on Riverside, AI will listen to my episodes, give me a full-on transcript, and even separate my podcast into like little chapters. I mean, do I use the show notes? I'm pretty sure if you read my show notes, you'd say, yeah, of course Daniel's writing that shit, because I go on fucking tangents like I do on my own podcast. But then again, with a machine learning app, who knows how long it'll be until machines can replicate that kind of style and faithfully do so. How long can it be until machines are able to effectively ghostwrite for stuff like that, putting in intonation and tone and style and learning from patterns of data that's fed to it and all that shit? But yeah, I was curious as to how we've already gotten here, and where are we going with it? To what extent are people, I guess, to what extent are big studios willing to use AI? Is it something like the horror stories of that Marilyn Monroe machine that was used to kind of like answer questions as Marilyn Monroe? You know, will people use AI in order to replicate performances? You know, can we bring back actors, so to speak? Are we willing to do that for like a quick sort of gotcha thing? You know, at what point are people gonna really try to go and get an authentic Joan Crawford performance and really give that some breath with a screenplay? You know, are we willing to do this for, like, again, cheap laughs? Didn't the Flash do something with like a CG AI inspired interpretation of like Christopher Reeve? Now, I never saw that movie because I just didn't give a shit. But I feel like these things could happen. And I think that leads me to another question that I asked, which is, how do we then critique works of art that's created by AI? How will these metrics be redefined based on the source of the art? You know, can AI create a masterpiece? And what does that mean regarding one's authorship, one's intent? do I still credit the director? Do I credit the machine that was able to do the bulk of the work? What do we consider the bulk of the work? Is it the actual crafting of the piece? Are we thinking now that the human involvement comes more from the creation, the curation of those building blocks? And to one extent, I'm thinking of this as like, it really is to me, like when we critique art in general, the whole idea of like an auteur theory and the people that stand like Villeneuve and Nolan, and even further to the other opposite side of like the indie spectrum, you've got like folks like Celine Sciamma, who are beloved for their works, but it's not like they make the movie themselves. It's a collaborative effort. Film has always been a collaborative effort. And so do we consider AI like another cast member or another crew member, so to speak? Is there going to be like an AI department in movies? And what is that role? Is that more of like an organizational thing? You know, do a lot, does AI end up, you know, creating these, I guess, building blocks of like scenery inspired by like screenplay that's fed to it through ChatGPT? And then, as the directors for Late Night with the Devil implied, that does AI just kind of give you a starting point and then everybody else kind of stretches it out and makes it into its own thing? It made me wonder yet another question that I wrote on here. To what extent does an original work need to be altered in order to avoid copyright infringement? And I feel like that's already sort of been answered with copyright law, but I feel like that's something that has to be discussed because nothing exists in a bubble. And I understand that as I'm speaking now, and I hope you'll gather this, my initial bias is to be skeptical of folks who are so petrified of AI that they feel the result or the solution is just to burn it, to, you know, Cyberdyne, you know, explode it with C4 until it's all dead and buried. I feel like it's, you know, in my most cynical view, that Pandora's box has already been opened. You can't close it. So you've got to learn to live with it, and you've got to learn to accept it. And then there's a part of me that thinks of it like, you know, this is technology. This is the way everything's going. Do we try to set the car on fire because horse and buggy buggy manufacturers are going to go out of business? Is that's not the way that we as humans have trended along when it comes to technology. We've just sort of adopted it, redistributed our roles. You know, folks that have lost jobs, some people lost jobs and didn't further that industry. And some people just kind of took it on the chin and learned how to adapt to it. And they became car mechanics and they became salesmen and they, you know, worked on furthering the advancement of that technology. And whenever you further that advancement, that creates more jobs. It's just like, are we losing jobs? Partially. Some jobs, yes. But will those jobs be made up elsewhere? I think they have to. That's just like, we don't. Industries, well, maybe some industries evolve and die overnight. You never know. It's just the way that creation just happens. It's a both destruction and creation at the same time. I don't think that stuff is, you can't have creation without destruction. I don't think that's going to work. And again, I'm sorry if this episode is rambly. It really does feel like sort of a rambling episode, but this is kind of the shit I just need to get out. And I'm hoping some of this resonates with you listening. I hope that you are able to maybe like answer some of my stuff or give me an idea, give me perspectives that I'm likely not exhibiting here. But understanding copyright law, I think the copyright law thing gets me is because nothing is made in a vacuum, right? And I keep thinking about hip-hop sampling. The use and repurposing of original material in order to create something new. And what, you know, what's regarded as maybe a substantial change in the original work is all subjective. And the law is nebulous as humanity, and its interpretation is nebulous based on whatever fucking regime is on top at the time. I mean, look at the fucking Supreme Court. Jesus Christ, we're in a fucking nightmare because of that type of shit. But, yeah, is the answer a stricter regulation? Is the answer a better... Does the answer come from establishing more defined language or stricter or more specific language regarding how AI needs to interpret? Is it something where you input into machine learning that whatever image is created by AI, like, the credit is mandatory? Do we put that in the code that all artists must be credited? And to what piece of the pie are they credited? Is someone on a DeviantArt page whose work ends up landing in a movie, are they entitled to the royalties of the movie? And how are these contracts going to be written out? You know, there's so many capabilities or so many possibilities based on the way that this stuff is going down. It just feels, I guess, so early in its infancy, this idea of artificial intelligence and being used for commercial purposes, that I think for most of us, it's so vast, the possibilities, that it scares us. And it's the ability to not be able to grab it in like one simple statement or one simple like procedure. There's no handbook for managing this type of shit. So it scares us. And some reactions are to sort of venture, you know, full-throatedly in support of it, full-throatedly in against it. And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of time to be had that I don't think the answer is to fully run away. You know, there was a part of me, too, when I was thinking about this as technology. This is my fifth question. Can AI be judged in the same light as one judges computer-generated effects against practical effects? And I think what I meant by this is there's, you know, when we talk about horror movies, you know, CGI effects are cool, but God, there's a reverence for the stuff that Tom Savini and Rob Bottin do. You know, I guess there's a value in being able to take what's in your head and make like a puppet and make something physical that you can touch, that you can feel, that the light hits it differently than computer-generated images do. And I feel like AI is just a further advancement of that. You know, computer-generated effects require much more time and human involvement, but if AI is doing that so much more quickly, you know, our relationship to these images, I think we judge that based on the effort. I think we judge that based on the little nuances that come from an imperfect creator. You know, a click of the button wrong here, you know, scratch, like whenever you see a work of art or whenever you see like an old Disney movie, like Beauty and the Beast, that's hand drawn and you can see the pencil scratches, or like, hell, I was watching The Aristocats too. The Aristocats has a really cool way of that you can see those Parisian streets and see them through sort of the expression of the artist drawing them. That you can see the lines, you can see the shading, the imperfection in it, and it's this sort of alchemy that comes out of taking, you know, pen and paper and raw materials and making it feel or resemble some sort of expression of real life. And, you know, we also live in a world where, you know, generations have grown up with such interaction with virtual reality that the notion of what is real or the stratification of how one, I guess, judges or gives a situation a claim based on how true it is. You know, do we need everything to be absolutely 100% real for it to have worth? Where does worth come from? Again, how do we critique works of art that are further, you know, separated from a human hand? Do we treat AI work of art the same way we treat, like, dogs making paintings? You know, how do we judge authorship? How do we judge intent? You know, is it all to create the next masterpiece? Is there value in that? What value is there in creating a, giving an animal or an AI the sense of this is a masterwork? This is something that moved me. And what happens when an AI does make a work of art that moves us? Can an AI created work of art win Best Picture? Is it possible? I think so. I think anything's possible. I mean, here's, I guess, one of the most damning questions I ask. I think this is, well, I've got maybe two more questions here. If an artist uses AI in their work, do they cease to be an artist? I've heard people talk about that, and I can't help but think that AI is just a tool right now. You know, and it also made me wonder, again, is the artist the person that physically crafts the raw material and puts it together? Is the artist the one that curates it? Is the artist more of an editor? You know, Del Toro mentioned that so much of what's creative now is the idea of combining, to giving things a different twist. It's more of like an editor's point of view rather than someone who creates a brand new story or idea out of nothing. And so is AI just a quicker, faster way to grab those raw materials so an artist can go and do it? I was looking up this article popped up. South by Southwest had like an AI short, and it was an exhibit. God damn it. What was it? Car crashes, kisses, something like that. I don't know. Oh, a kiss slash crash by this guy named Adam Cole, whom made an AI short. He was scared of AI, and then he made this little short that kind of, I guess, resembles what people, what I think Cronenberg's Crash is, the way that people would describe, like, car crashes and sex and all that shit. I haven't seen the movie. I really want to at some point. But there wasn't, what was it? There's a quote that I was interested in, which was, this guy who's studying for his master's, he said, quote, "I got some good advice from my advisor. He said, we'll do what artists have always done," by which he meant, we will take these technologies and we will twist them and open them up and break them to do something interesting with them. That helped give me a bit more context. You know, at that point, I was thinking, huh, in that way, is that the way that we're just going to use AI? We're going to use it just as a way to, we don't even know what we've got yet. And as the years go by, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, I think we are going to get AI departments in movies. They're going to be listed on IMDb along with the other costumers and you know, artists and all that shit, because who knows? Who knows what's going to be the future? I don't think the answer is to run away from it. I do concern myself with companies that will try to make it to the theater to make a quick buck on AI exhibition. The fear of copyrighted work being used and profited upon without proper credit. There's going to be like a lawlessness for copyright. It's going to be like the Wild West for copyright law. I feel like that could be a possibility, especially in a capitalist society that is just focused on the quickest buck, cheapest, and easiest way as possible. And then I also wonder, you know, on the one hand, the people who take these projects on, who are the people taking jobs away? Is it the AI itself? No. You can make a movie and choose not to use AI for whatever reason you want to. If you want to make those images and put them in your movie, that is a ultimately human choice. That is a studio. That's a production company. And there are multiple people that are out there, you know, endorsing it. I think we ultimately have the choice to express ourselves in whatever way possible. I mean, hell, stop motion is not a dead art. You know? Stop motion isn't anywhere near its popularity, the zenith of like Ray Harryhausen and stuff, but it's still around because people see value in it, in just the simple art of trying to make, you know, clay move at a frame a second. You know, digital art has only recently been a thing, but people still paint on watercolor. People still sculpt. I don't think the addition of a new tool immediately invalidates everything that came before it. I think it's just another piece of our weird-ass puzzle. So, before I close out, come on, man, I had to do it. I asked ChatGPT the list of questions I came up with. And I just kind of wanted to read it off and just, I feel like it's weird to talk about AI in movies and not try to ask AI themselves and see what is. Even then, me talking with ChatGPT, ChatGPT mentioned that they have no sense of identity. So it's weird talking about them as themselves, but that's what I've got. So I'm going to read my list of questions and the answers that ChatGPT gave. So, number one, how has AI already been used in movies? The answer, AI has been used in various ways in movies, including, there's a lot of numbered lists and bullet points with ChatGPT, by the way, but bullet points, visual effects. AI algorithms are used to create and enhance special effects, such as realistic CGI characters and environment. Script analysis. AI is used to analyze scripts for marketability, predict box office success, and even generate story ideas. The marketability aspect, I had not even thought about that. That might be some worst case scenario shit. Because if you're trying to hit all four quadrants and you're using the machine who's only using the patterns of data that it has learned to create those, it'll be weird. And the next bullet point, editing and post-production. AI tools assist in editing, color grading, and sound design, streamlining the filmmaking process. Number two, if an artist uses AI in their work, do they cease to be an artist? The answer. This is a complex question that touches on the definition of artistry. While AI can aid artists in creation, the essence of artistry often lies in the intent, creativity, and personal expression of the artist. One thing to mention, ChatGPT definitely uses the Oxford comma. Artists using AI tools are still artists, but the debate may arise about the role of human creativity versus machine assistance. Number three, how do we critique works of art created by AI? How will these metrics be redefined based on the source of the art? The answer. Critiquing AI-generated art involves considering factors like creativity, originality, emotional impact, and the human-AI collaboration process. Metrics may need to evolve to encompass these new dynamics, such as acknowledging the AI's capabilities, while also evaluating the human input and decision-making. Number four, to what extent does an original work need to be altered to avoid copyright infringement? The answer. The extent of alteration required to avoid copyright infringement depends on various legal and ethical considerations, including transformative use, fair use, and the nature of the original work. Generally, substantial transformation and addition of original elements are necessary to create a new work that avoids infringement. Number five, can AI be judged in the same light as one judges computer-generated effects against practical effects? The answer. AI-generated content can be judged based on its effectiveness, realism, and artistic merit, much like computer-generated effects in comparison to practical effects. However, AI introduces new considerations related to creativity, authorship, and the role of human input in the creative process. And number six, the doomsday scenario. What's the worst-case scenario regarding AI's involvement in the movies? The worst-case scenario, ChatGPT says, could involve over-reliance on AI for creative decision-making, leading to homogenized content, loss of human creativity and expression, ethical concerns related to AI biases, and job displacement in the entertainment industry. So yeah, even ChatGPT knows what's up. ethical concerns related to AI biases. That's one where if humans are creating the machines, then whatever human biases exist have to go into the AI's biases. And I mean, if the AI has no original experience or identity with which to draw from, it's only going to draw based on whatever human flaw it has. It's kind of like Ultron in that Avengers movie, how it just took the worst pieces of Tony Stark and just became like a toddler with a god, with the power of a god, digital god, basically. But that's going to be it. That's going to be my little mini rant about the role of AI in movies. I realize this is not a mini rant. It's almost 40 fucking minutes. Jesus Christ. But thank you very much for listening to another episode of The Movies. Like I said, I'm going to leave these questions in the comments. Feel free. Not even feel free. Please let me know. Let me know what you think about this. Let's keep an open discussion going. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, do so at @themovies_pod. Let's talk about this there. Again, I told ChatGPT this, and I tell you all this too. Please keep your interactions fruitful and kind. This is a new frontier. This is stuff that none of us have dealt with yet. And so the best way to approach this is with an open mind, with curiosity, and I would say an equal healthy skepticism too. You know, just keep the debate going. The further we debate this, the more avenues we go into, the more complete of a picture I think we get in the search of, you know, what to do with all this. So yeah, I'm gonna leave y'all with a song. I'm thinking of Radiohead. I'm thinking of Kid A. Fuck it, we're gonna do it. So this is Kid A by Radiohead. My friends, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and take care of the movies.